And the great news out of Carlton is that Dale Thomas has another year. He was a Blue who was written off years ago and he's still going, and it's my pleasure to welcome him to the program. Daisy, welcome to 1116 SEN.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's obviously good news to be re-signing and to be going around again. I just read it's going to be my 14th year of footy, so very exciting times and really looking forward to it.
What were the conversations around whether you would go on or not?
Well, a lot of it was just about how my body was. Obviously, it's a long, hard season, and as I said, 13 years previous has taken a bit of a toll, but the way I was able to finish off the year and the footy I was playing demonstrated to the club and to myself, I guess, that I still had belief that I could play at the top level and help to improve the side. And then just around the want, I guess, to go through a pre-season there, long, hard slogs, and you've got to be mentally up for that. So a few other things around the commitment to wanting to teach the young boys as I've been doing, but that's all stuff that I really enjoy doing and have really taken to this year.
How were you ultimately able to judge whether you have the want to put yourself through what you've just described there?
Well, I'd probably go back to this time last year and even this time again 2 years ago when, to be frank, it was almost looking like the dream was going to be over. And through those times of reflection, you understand that the job that we do, which is football, is one of the best jobs you can have. And I'm certainly willing to fight and scrap to keep that dream alive and that motivation and want to be the best player I can still be. There's glimpses of it again this year, and playing in a different role certainly gave me that enjoyment and finding different ways to find that enjoyment during the week. But then obviously that thrill of playing on the weekend is still the one thing that I love most about doing the job.
And was there reassurance when you sat down with Brendan Bolton? I don't know, was that the exit interview where you discussed this?
Well, Coach and I have a really good relationship. We catch up probably monthly and chat footy in life. And so the dialogue throughout the whole year was really open and honest. And so the exit interview was when it was confirmed that we 100% that I would be playing again next year. But I was rather confident throughout the chats that I'd had with him and Soss throughout the season that it was all good to go.
Let's just walk through a few of these years. So 2013 was your last at Collingwood. You played 5 games. You came to Carlton and played 20 in the first year and then were shockingly restricted in 2015 to the 5 games. And from my memory, it felt like was it 2016 where in the first phase you were just completely written off broadly?
So obviously I had a tough run with injuries when getting to Carlton. And upon reflection, probably didn't give that injury the time it really needed to heal and to mend so I could play the best footy. I was able to go out and play, but I felt there was a responsibility to do that because I was fit and able. But at that point, it was probably, I may have been going around at 75 to 80% at best for 20-odd rounds. So probably upon reflection, I didn't do myself any favours by putting myself out there to play. And then the injury the year after in the first minute, well, you can't plan for that. That's bad luck, unfortunately. And then got fit and firing for the next pre-season. But I'm pretty sure it was almost before round one. There was articles being written slagging me off. And the circus began again. So it's been an interesting journey, one that I've thoroughly enjoyed, which is a weird thing to say when you get slammed day in, day out. But you're still... As I say, you remember what you're doing for a job, and it's a pretty good one to have.
Are there times where it's taken a toll on you, Dale?
Yeah, no doubt. Probably more so than I'd given it credit for at the time, I guess. Through some of those times, I put up a pretty brave front that everything was fine and nothing that was being said was affecting me. But as I've learnt in years past now that, not dealing with things isn't actually a way of dealing with things. So the want and need to then go and talk about things and express myself has been something that I've really taken to this year, and a side of football, I guess, that has really helped me get out there on the park. That sort of mental health side of things has been something that I've certainly worked on throughout this year, and it's probably led to better performance.
Did you do some work with Headspace? Is my memory right there?
Yeah, so I did some work with a counsellor who was about my journey and not just football but life as well. And then through that became an ambassador for Headspace. So just being able to and comfortable, I guess, telling my story about, you know, how sometimes it's okay to not feel terrific, and, you know, sometimes life can get the better of you. So the Headspace are doing some amazing work with the younger generation, and I think sort of as an older statesman of the game who's got a pretty interesting story to tell, it's something I'm certainly comfortable sharing that can help some people.
Footy's sort of had this awakening to the value of the older player, and we had a couple of texts when it was announced that you were going on as Hodge and Mitchell and the likes. That's obviously something that you have been able to sort of recognise and embrace?
Yeah, it's funny. It's sort of, once you get to 30, everyone's really quick to try and wrap you up and retire you, which is, when you're sort of in the football landscape, I guess, it's one thing that, you know, young youth and exuberance is terrific, but you also need some wise heads and, you know, some experience around the place. So being that elder player and embracing that, especially with the young group that we've got, who've, you know, we've got some stars coming through and riddled with talent, and, you know, getting them to understand how good they are, but how good they can be as well, is something that I've really enjoyed trying to do and get across. And as I said before, telling my stories and my experiences about life and, you know, my football journey for when blokes aren't maybe in the form they are, or they're starting to become under scrutiny, or if it's going really well, and how to deal with that, sort of, you know, in the case of a Charlie Curnow. So I think I've still got a lot to offer on the field, but that embracing of the what I can offer off the field as well.
So has that broadened your satisfaction? Is it not less about your own performance, because I'm sure that's still part of it, but can you balance that against, okay, the greater good as well?
Yeah, correct. It's sort of the enjoyment of, you know, Monday to Friday, helping and working with the kids, and, you know, almost being a father figure and like a proud dad on the weekend watching them do well, but not letting that certainly override my own performance. There's one thing I've always prided myself on, and that's what I've been able to do on that 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon. But you're right, that enjoyment of seeing others flourish has certainly helped, I think, my career in this latter part, you know, kick on itself.
Have you formed a special connection with Cade Simpson as well? Is that he's playing on, as I imagine some of that is his role also?
Yeah, so Cade and I, you know, and especially this year, playing closely with him down in the back line, you know, we've been terrific mates the whole way through. He's been someone who I've always had my back, and, you know, has always had words of encouragement, although he doesn't say a lot around the place. What he does say certainly counts. So the relationship I have with him, obviously Mark Murphy as well, is another one who really embraced a sort of a different role this year, I guess, for being injured for most of the season. So I think that really developed him in that off-field sense of becoming teacher, I guess. And also Matty Cruiser, those sort of older blokes, have been people who've always been in my corner, and lucky to call them good mates.
The general need of Carlton to add that middle group, which is what Stephen Silvani has spoken about, do you sit there across this month or so and, I don't know, do you have input, do you have suggestions, do you wait to see, do you hope that there might be a few players to add to the youngsters that you've been blooding?
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's, you know, you look at the age profile and that demographic that's so well documented and well spoken about. It's that we do need to get some talent through the door in that probably 22 to 27-year-old age group. So there's no doubt that we need to get that. That's where Sosa comes into his own, I guess. And hopefully for our footy club, you know, he can do some really good work and get some good people through the door and some quality footballers. But around that, there's no secret that there's a lot of hard work to be done with the boys that we've got there. It's not just going to be a miracle that someone's going to rock up and change the joint. It's a lot of hard work, head down, bum up sort of stuff, and that's something that I'm certainly really looking forward to doing and driving.
Physically, do you enjoy the break when you get to just stop for a bit?
It's a bit weird. I went for a surf with Jared Blair the other day, and I ran over the dunes. I said, I'm spewing, the season's done, because this is as good as I've felt at this time of year for probably since I was playing finals. And yeah, you look outside today, the sun's out. It's the time of year you want to be playing. So as much as it is a long year, I certainly would have liked to have gone for another 4 weeks. There's no doubt about that. But it is what it is, unfortunately, and we're not there. So I'll use this time to rest up. And I think as it has it with our program and our off-season running, I think my first run today, so no rest.
Okay, so 31, so 32 next June. It's, will you enter next year feeling like it's your last, or will you give yourself the chance to, well, while I'm still physically going, I'm going to commit to this?
Yeah, I'm not worrying about age. I know that it'll be well reported, because it always is. And as I said, once you get to 30, everyone's pretty keen to wrap you up. But that challenge of wanting to be the best player I can still be, wanting to perform and wanting to help this group get out of the spot that it's in the minute, they're all factors that will drive me. And I'm not naive to the fact that it well and truly could be my last year. It'd be stupid to think that you're going to play forever. I understand that at some point it has to end, but I don't think there's any reason to go into a season with a full stop or an expiration date waiting.
Yep.
Just rip in and get the body right, do as much as I can possibly, and I guess we'll get to the end of next season and see where the dust lies. But hopefully it's a better season for all, including myself, but the footy club mainly.
So as we finish, Dale, how much do you love footy? How much of a driver is just the simple passion for the game?
Well, that's the main driver. It's, I remember being a kid and running around, imitating Gary Ablett in the paddock down in Drillin. You sort of lose that, I guess, through those hard times. But then at that time, also when you reflect, it's what brings you back to why you do it and why it's worth, sitting in the ice baths, getting in and out of them, down the beach to get yourself up. And then, of course, when you run out and play, the thrill you get, and we only had two wins this year, but that 10 minutes post a win is the best feeling I think you can probably have in life. Apart from obviously in terms of sport, apart from children and whatnot, but that's the driver, that elation and the enjoyment you get from that, the hard work, and then siren blows, you've won. That's the driving factor. So I still love the game. I love talking about it. I love playing. I love the tactics. I love the combative nature of it. And as you've probably seen this year, if I get a chance to kick a goal, I certainly still love doing that. So I carry on like I'm 18, and I probably feel a touch older than 18 getting around the park, but I'm certainly not ready to give it up.
Wombat from Druin did text through a bit earlier on. He hopes that one day you might go back and play for the Poowong Magpies.
Wombat, right. There you go.
Good on you. Congratulations, Dale. It's a terrific story of persistence against expectations. Well done to you.
No, thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.